Hot Swap Workflows Masterclass Using Session View, Advanced Drum and Bass in Ableton Live. Today we're going to turn Session View into a high-speed decision machine, not just for jamming ideas, but for making micro decisions fast. Kick and snare selection, brick choice, bass engine swaps, and even mixed chain philosophy swaps without losing your groove, without losing your levels, and without breaking your momentum. The theme is simple. Keep the musical context constant and only change one variable at a time. That's how hot swapping stops being random scroll and pray and turns into deliberate production. Settle in. Open a fresh live set. We're aiming air rolling, techie, dark DNB vibe around 174 BPM, with a bit of jungle break energy in the background. First, the pre-flight. This part is the difference between hot swap being fun versus hot swap being chaos. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Now check your warping defaults mentally before you start dragging in auto. For one shots and drum hits, you'll usually want beats warp mode, preserving transients. For break loops in DNB, also usually beats mode, again preserving transients with a grid like 1/16. Complex Pro is great for some musical material, but on breaks it can smear the transient punch. In DNB, punch is the product. Next, make sure browser preview is on. That headphone icon in the browser needs to be active, and set your preview volume to something sensible. Teacher tip: if preview is too loud, you'll start rejecting good samples because they're annoying, not because they're wrong. Now the mindset: hot swap is only fast if your gain staging and clip timing are stable. So we're going to build a swap safe system as we go. Let's build the kick track. Create a MIDI track and name it Kick. Drop a drum rack on it. On pad C1. Load a solid kick sample. Doesn't have to be perfect yet, just a strong starting point. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip with a classic DNB 2-step foundation. Hits on beat 1 and the end of 2. So you get that push that's typical in rolling patterns. Now the hot swap move. Click the kick sample inside Simpler on that pad. Hit the hot swap button. The little two arrows. Navigate to your curated kick folder. And this is important. Curated. If you're trying to hot swap inside a folder with 10,000 random samples, you're not hot swapping, you're getting lost. Use arrow keys to move and enter to load. Don't mouse around too much. Keyboard-driven hot swap is how you keep flow. Now we add a consistent processing chain on the kick pad because we want to compare samples fairly. If your chain changes every time, you're not comparing kicks, you're comparing processing accidents. On the kick chain, at EQ8, high pass gently around 25 to 30 Hz. You're not trying to remove bass, you're removing unusable sub-rumble that steals headroom. If the kick feels boxy, dip around 200 to 350 Hz a bit. Add saturator. Try soft sine or analog clip. Drive somewhere around 2 to 6 dB. Then level match the output. Level matching is not optional. Louder nearly always sounds better for about 5 seconds. Add drum bus. Drive maybe 5 to 20% to taste. Keep boom off, or very subtle. Most DNB kicks want tight low end, not extra sub bloom. Then add utility at the end, and set width to 0%. Mono discipline. You can widen the music later. Your kick stays centered. Now, every time you hot swap the kick sample, the chain stays constant. That means your ear is judging the right thing. Quick coaching note on headroom: put a utility at the end of every main track in this template. Kick, snare, breaks, mid bass, sub. Use it like a trim. Pick a rough target, like kick peaking around minus 10 to minus 6 dBFS while you audition. The exact number isn't sacred, but the consistency is. Next, snare. Create a new MIDI track called Snare. Use a drum rack again or a single simpler, your choice. Program snare hits on 2 and 4. The backbone. Now build a snap plus body chain. Start with EQ8. High pass around 120 Hz. If there's harshness, notch somewhere in the 3 to 5 kHz region. If you need air, a gentle shelf up around 8 to 12 kHz. But be careful. Too much air turns into brittle, especially once you smash the drums later. Add saturator with mild drive, like 1 to 4 dB. Then drum bus for transient shaping. Turn transients up, maybe plus 10 to plus 30, and keep drive to taste. Now, here's an advanced hot swap trick that's huge in DNB. Two-layer snare inside the rack. Inside the snare drum rack, create two chains. One is snare body, the other is snare top. On the body layer, use EQ8 to focus the energy roughly from 200 Hz up to maybe 2 kHz. On the top layer, band limit it to focus more like 2 kHz up to 12 kHz. Now, when you hot swap, you don't have to replace the whole snare. You can keep your weight and identity, and just swap the top layer until the crack is perfect. That prevents the classic problem, where you find an amazing snap snare and suddenly your drop has no chest. Extra teacher move, make a snare identity macro that survives swapping. After your layers, add a fixed snap band EQ, like a bell around 3.5 to 6 kHz, plus a mild saturator, plus a utility trim. Map one macro to slightly boost that snap band and slightly increase saturator drive. Keep the macro range small. That macro becomes your make it speak knob regardless of what snare top you swap in. Now let's bring in the jungle spice. Breaks. Create an audio track called Breaks. Drag in a break loop. Amen. Think. Funky drummer. Whatever you like. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve transients. Set the subdivision to 1/16. Now right-click the clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transient. Create a drum rack. Make sure warp slices is on. Now you have a MIDI-controlled break rack. This is where Session View becomes a weapon. You can keep the same rhythmic pattern and change the source break, or keep the same source and change how it's processed, or add texture layers, all while the groove stays anchored. Hot swapping breaks has two levels. The chaotic method is clicking individual slice pads and hot swapping the sample inside Simpler. That can create wild results, but it can also wreck coherence fast. The better method for consistent auditioning, keep your slice MIDI pattern stable and instead swap the original loop before slicing. Here's the workflow. Duplicate the break clip slot in Session View. Hot swap the entire loop in that slot. Then slice that new clip to MIDI. That way, your workflow is consistent, and you're comparing break sources, not random slice mismatches. Beat hack. Save a break slice rack preset. Include your preferred pad processing, choke groups for tight hats, and any bus processing you like. Then each time you slice a new break, you're already inside your preferred listening environment. On the breaks bus, add glue compressor. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release on auto or something like 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. You're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is glue, not punishment. Then EQ 8 to tame harshness around 6 to 8 kHz if needed, and dip 300 to 500 Hz if it's muddy, and a gentle saturator to unify the slices. Now, let's talk about why Session View is the perfect hot swap playground. Scenes. Create scenes like intro with hats and atmos, build with a break ghost, drop a clean drums, drop a fill as a one bar edit, drop B with heavier snare and an alternate break, halftime stomp, and an outro that strips down. Here's the key. Duplicate scenes to create A and B worlds. You're not touching arrangement due yet. You're building options while everything stays loopable and comparable. And you can go even faster with instant A slash B without duplicating your whole scene list. Instead of duplicating the scene, duplicate only the clip slot you're changing. For example, keep the scene the same, but have two adjacent snare clips, snare A and snare B. Launch them manually while everything else keeps looping. That's a great way to stay organized while still getting fast comparisons. Now let's move into bass, because this is where advanced hot swap really becomes pro level. Create a MIDI track called mid-bass. Drop an instrument rack on it. Make three chains. Chain 1. Wave-eatable for a Reese. Chain 2. Operator for FM growl. Chain 3. Analog for a simple saw layer. Map the chain selector to macro 1. Now macro 1 becomes your bass engine switch. You can perform it, automate it, or just click it. The magic is that your MIDI stays the same no matter what engine is active. Now put your processing after the instrument chains, so it stays consistent across swaps. EQ 8 with a high pass around 80 to 120 Hz to leave room for sub. Add amp if you want aggression and bite. Add saturator. Add multiband dynamics carefully as tone shaping, not as a repair tool. Add auto filter and map its cutoff to macro 2 for movement. Advanced coaching tip. Macro consistency is everything. If your mid-bass rack always uses macro 1 as tone, macro 2 as movement, macro 3 as bite, then every swap you do is instantly playable. You're not relearning controls every time you change a synth preset. Hot swap workflow inside the rack. Click the active instrument device, hit hot swap, and audition different presets or even different instruments. Your MIDI and your macro layout remain stable. That's the entire point. Now, separate your sub. Always, create a new MIDI track called sub. Use operator. Ask as a sine wave. Add a tiny bit of drive with saturator if you need it to translate. Utility at the end. Width at 0%. Sidechain the sub to the kick using compressor or glue compressor sidechain. Keep it controlled. Why separate? Because mid-bass swaps should never wreck your low end. Sub is the anchor. Mid is the costume. Now let's hot swap mix philosophy, not just sound sources. On your drums group, create an audio effect rack called something like DNB Drum Smash. Make three chains. Clean, crunch, and destroy. Clean could be AQ8 plus light glue. Crunch could be saturator plus drum bus plus EQ. Destroy could be overdrive into heavy saturation or roar if you have it, then EQ, then a limiter as a safety net. Map macro 1 to the chain selector so you can switch between clean, crunch, and destroy instantly. Map macro 2 to an air shelf gain. Map macro 3 to punch, like drum bus transients or drive. Then save multiple versions of this rack like A, B, C. Now you can hot swap the entire rack on your drums bus. That's huge, because you're not just swapping samples, you're swapping the entire mix approach while the song plays. Now we need to protect ourselves from the biggest hot swap trap, level lies. Build a swap safe gain and headroom system. Put utility at the end of every main track, and trim to a target before you judge tone. During auditioning, consider placing a limiter on the drums group with a ceiling at -1 dB. This is not your final mix. This is a safety harness so you can audition aggressively without random peaks blasting you. Once you've chosen sounds, bypass that limiter and mix properly. Also, if you're in Live 12 and some devices offer auto-gain behavior, treat that as a safety net, not as permission to ignore metering. And here's another discipline that separates pros from endless scrollers. Browser discipline. Create a user library structure that's built for arrow keys and enter. Kicks divided into punchy, subby, clipped. Snares divided into body, top, rim. Breaks divided into clean, crunchy, old. Hats divided into short, noisy, metallic. Use collections and tags so you can search something like snare top right and you're looking at a short list, not the entire internet. Now, advanced variation ideas, session view style. One of the fastest ways to generate edits is microscene lanes for fills. Make a dedicated fills track with one bar clips, snare flam, reverse cymbal, tom run, break stutter, noise hit. Then you hot swap only that lane, while the main drums remain stable. This audio version is shortened for playback.